I had recently parted from Stan Gabler Davies, a fellow writer and journalist, originally the third member of our household, to whom I had, rather quaintly, been engaged. Somehow, in spite of the fireworks, we had remained good friends. I was happy with my work. Having published two novels with Hamish Hamilton, I had recently signed a generous contract with another London publisher for a non-fiction book, and was supplementing my income by book reviewing. I enjoyed my independent life in the country and did not miss London, where I had lived until 1982. I had a wide circle of friends in Kinsale and several cousins, as it was my mother's hometown. I also had a couple of boyfriends, both Dubliners, who visited occasionally. After some turbulent times with a married poet, English, who broke my heart, and then with my chaotic, on-and-off fiancé, Stan, who had an increasingly serious drink problem, I was glad not to be in love, to be footloose and fancy-free, captain of my own ship. My friend, Derek Mahon, had been awaiting the arrival of Higgins, his friend, the novelist Aidan Higgins, for some weeks. After many years out of Ireland, London, South Africa, Berlin, Spain, Higgins was living in Wicklow. Seamus Heaney had told him that if he chose to return to live in Ireland, he could be a founder member of an association of writers and artists called Éisteanna, and the government would give him an annual income, a stipend known as cnuas, provided he dedicated himself full-time to writing. He was on the next plane. And after a quick visit to Dublin to seal the formalities and open a bank account, he headed for Wicklow, where his brother Coleman was living. Higgins was not happy in Wicklow. He was living 3.5 miles from the town and did not drive. His landlady, who had promised to be away most of the time, was instead in residence most of the time, making him feel awkward, crowded. He had no like-minded friends in the area apart from Coleman and his wife, Sylvia. Derek immediately solved his problem. He should move to Kinsale, a small town with 23 pubs and several resident writers, artists, and other congenial, well-travelled companions. He gave Aidan my number as someone who knew Kinsale well and might be able to find him a cottage with a sea view at a reasonable rent. He rang me one evening. His voice was a pleasant surprise, what you would call an educated voice, more English than Irish, soft and gentle, a highbrow, ever so slightly superior voice, definitely the voice of a reader of the Times Literary Supplement, a man who would know a hawk from a handsaw. Derek asked if I would help him to entertain Higgins, who was due any day. It was late October, but still dry and sunny. Kinsale looked gorgeous in its autumn colours, grey stone buildings against a blue sky. "He's coming down by helicopter," was the latest news from Derek, followed by "no sign of Higgins." And days later, still no sign of Higgins, and now they've cancelled the helicopter service. Another week went by. Stan rang to let me know he'd be back from London on Wednesday and invited me to dinner that night in the captain's cabin. Minutes later, Derek rang. Higgins was arriving on Wednesday. Could I join them for dinner? I apologized and said I'd see them on Thursday. We agreed to meet as usual in the pool at Acton's Hotel around 6 o'clock. I remember having wet hair after my swim and being too impatient to dry it, suddenly curious to see what this Higgins looked like. Suppose, I thought idly, he turns out to be someone significant in my life, and his first view of me is of an otter-like wet head. I dismissed this uncharacteristic romantic thought from my thoroughly rational mind and headed for the bar. And there he was, in a wine-red wool sweater, medium height and build, long reddish-brown hair, granny glasses, slightly stooped, engaged in close conversation with an enormous bear of a man called Sven. Derek must have made the introductions, I do not remember, but I do remember Sven's handshake almost breaking my bones, while the touch of Higgins' hand was like velvet.